Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alvaro Espinoza. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jose Mesa. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Batting second. The right fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The third baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, Kevin Reamer. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting eighth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Cal Eldred. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lofton strikes out. One out. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kirby hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Berga strikes out. There goes Kirby. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Listach strikes out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Surhoff hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Espinoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sorrento is hit by the pitch. Reggie Jefferson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sorrento moves to third. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Espinoza strikes out. One out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eldred fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sorrento scores. Jefferson moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alomar hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Hamilton. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Jefferson scores. Fermin moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eldred fields it and throws to home to get Fermin. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kirby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kirby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Reamer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reamer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nilsson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sorrento hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nilsson moves to third. Jaha moves to second. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spears hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nilsson tags and scores. Jaha tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Listach is 0 for 1 in the game. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Listach for the out. Jaha scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Brewers, 2. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. BJ Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Espinoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jefferson strikes out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Espinoza hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Furman hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Reamer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Reamer is 0 for 1 in the game. Reamer hits a pop-up towards third. Espinoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops it up and throws to first, with Mesa covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton bunts towards third. Surhoff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kirby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spears fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jaha hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Jaha reaches second base with a double. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Spears strikes out. Two outs. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Listach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jaha scores. It's 3-2, Brewers. Daryl Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hamilton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Listach moves to second. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Espinoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, Brewers, 3. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sorrento hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Reamer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reamer is 0-for-2 in the game. Reamer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops it up and throws to first, with Mesa covering, for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount strikes out. Alomar drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Yount out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Espinoza is 0-for-2 in the game. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fermin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fermin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fermin. The throw from Nilsson and he is safe. Fermin steals second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jaha bunts towards the mound. Mesa fields it and throws to first for the out. Nilsson moves to second. One out. Juan Bell pinch runs for Dave Nilsson. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spears is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Spears hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Listach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mesa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Lampkin now catching. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirby hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 0-for-3 in the game. Berga hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There goes Berga. The throw from Lampkin and he is safe. Berga steals second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Graham Lloyd now pitching. Carlos Martinez pinch hits for Paul Sorrento. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. Berga moves to third. Bell moves to second. 2 outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jefferson takes first base on ball 4. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Espinoza is 0 for 3 in the game. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Carlos Martinez now playing first base. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hamilton hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 3 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Reamer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Reamer is 0 for 3 in the game. Reamer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reamer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fermin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Glenallan Hill pinch hits for Wayne Kirby. Doug Henry now pitching. Thomas Howard pinch hits for Glenallan Hill. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Thomas Howard now playing right field. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tom Lampkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lampkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lampkin for the out. 2 outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jaha hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. he's got one RBI. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jefferson strikes out. Lampkin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jefferson out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spears is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Plunk covering, for the out. One out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Listach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Listach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Listach moves to third. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Surhoff bunts towards first. Martinez fields it and throws to home. Alomar drops the ball. Listach scores. Hamilton moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Indians, 4, Brewers, 4. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-4 in the game. Vaughn is walked intentionally. Surhoff moves to second. Dickey Thon pinch hits for Kevin Reamer. Jerry DiPoto now pitching. Dickey Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Hamilton scores. Surhoff moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.